direct from the 95 BFM Lounge. It's Friday Live. Thanks to Rudy's, Brewers of Beer. Go to rudys.beer.
Oh, I tell you what, this Rudy's is tasting a little bit browner than usual, but still delicious.
It's the taste of success.
Well, it's successful having Adam McGrath from the Eastern in studio right now.
No one's ever said that before.
Wow, it's really.
It's always a great disappointment when I show up most of the time.
We've succeeded.
Hey, so you're on tour and right throughout the country at the moment. Where have you flown from, Palmerston North?
I've flown this morning, but I've been on tour pretty much since September. Mm-hmm. And I've been, this last run's been 6 weeks straight. I've been all around the North Island.
If you were going to pick
September last year.
Yeah, I go.
Wow.
I go.
I was just trying to, what month are we in? I was like, that's actually quite a long time.
Yeah, I go. We're at about 100 shows.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how I make my living. So I've got to play.
Right,
and I play every little place in between every other smaller place in between every big place. So
I love it.
Or solely in New Zealand, or have you?
I was in Australia for a little bit at the end of last year, mm-hmm. and I go there a lot. But mostly around New Zealand. I'll go to Europe when this run's finished at the end of the month, and I just go and go and round and then go again. You know?
Do you play Eastern tracks, or do you like what's the vibe there?
The Eastern's a pretty rocking kind of thing scenario.
It's a band,
and so this is where I indulge myself a little bit, because it's only me that I have to please, well, in the audience of course, or disappoint them, however the case may be. But I tell stories, cool. So a lot of long form sort of stories, and the songs sort of fit around that, and it's not quite as mongrel as the Eastern. It's a little bit more listening, but which is something I really look forward to doing when I start, but by now I'm sick of myself, man. You know, I've done most of this by myself and I'm sick of myself. It's really nice to be here with company. So.
Oh, kappa, it was nice to have you here.
Is it a bit of a reset to get actually play the mongrel stuff with the band?
Yeah, it's always fun. I mean, we slot in Eastern shows when and where we can. We'd spent like, 10 years just nonstop, 8-9 months a year, all over, nonstop. And we sort of burn ourselves out, and we still liked each other, but we didn't like each other.
Yes.
But now it's good. Now we just sort of pop up every now and again, and we do so whenever that happens, it's always really fun. And I remember how much fun it is to be loud, because
You guys generally make it up to the Southern Fork Americana Fest, mm-hmm. don't you? Have you seen any particular acts at that, maybe from abroad, which you've really enjoyed, or managed to see any of the other guys playing the festival?
Well, that's one of the curses of trying to make a living off this, is that I never get to see anybody play, what I mean? I was up here about 3 months ago with Alejandro Escovedo, and from the States, he's one of my heroes. So and I got to play with him, which was really cool, and play guitar with him. That was really cool and inspiring. And he's inspiration. He came up playing punk rock music, and sort of like I was inspired by, and he still keeps that in his in his thematic kind of presentation, and I really respect that. And so that was a real honor to do that. But I mean, anytime I get a gig, man, I'm just stoked, and I'm like, because I always expect to be a school caretaker. That was my last job.
Wow, what school?
At Phillipstown Primary School in Christchurch.
Shout out.
Yeah. Did they have a good incinerator at that school?
Great question. I was going to go school pool, but again.
No, we had a diesel boiler, and that was all. But there was no incinerator. Although Phillipstown Primary School, being what it was, at any given moment you'd be expecting someone to burn it down. Because it was a pretty rough and ready kind of place. But the kids were cool. They used to call me Prison Break, because that was the big show at the time, Prison Break. And I used to do the notices in the morning, and I'd play the Wu-Tang Clan while I did the notices over the top of the Wu-Tang Clan. And all the kids loved it, right? And then, because I had lots of tattoos, they all called me Prison Break, because that was the show.
So
it was pretty nice. It was pretty good. So that was my last gig, but I always expect that any day I'm going to get a phone call, and it's going to be somebody going, oh, hey, look, we're really sorry. It wasn't Adam McGrath. It was Adam McGann that was meant to be doing this. And so you got to go back to work and we got to get him in here because he's better. So I'm ready for that. It hasn't, you know, so any day I'm ready to go back to work. So
travel light.
Yeah, so any like every day I get a gig is a good gig. So, yeah.
I was just curious, on the little bio that's on the TuneFoot website, it says that you opened for Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, with the Eastern. Yeah.
Where was that, out at Mount Smart Stadium?
No, it was at the Bowl of Brooklands in New Plymouth.
Oh, nice. So even further back in time.
That venue was amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it was cool. We did two shows with them. The funny thing, the first night it really pissed down with rain and they'd covered up the lake. Like a sort of a floor, and they put seats in there.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and they were like they were the expensive seats. Yo. Yeah, it was cool, but because it pissed down with rain, the lake flooded. So all these people had paid like $400 to stare up at Stevie Nicks's collapsing nasal cavity, right? They paid the big money. They were all like sitting like up to their knees in water. It was pretty good. But yeah, no, we did do that, and you know, like, no matter what, I always have that story. So, you know, and the older and sadder I get, the more likely I am to tell people about it to try and impress them, but it doesn't work.
You didn't tell John, he went and found that. So.
It's a cool story. It's a cool story. I like, you know, so, yeah. It's kind of fun, that sort of thing. You look back on, you're like, hey, I did this cool shit.
It's pretty weird. You know, the saddest part about it was, deliveries.
Oh, we just deliveries. Got some Rudy's. More Rudy's segment.
In. All right. Rudy's coming in.
Giggity, giggity.
Get your Rudy's, friends.
No fucking shit.
We're getting the story of the Rudy's delivery. We're surprised it even got here.
I was actually curious, Adam, the connection, because it seems to happen quite a lot. People go from punk into like an alt country vibe.
Sure.
Is it the storytelling that sort of that makes that happen, or what is that? Because
I think
it seems to happen a lot, right?
If you start off interested in punk music, you only figure out a couple of chords. Your musicianship is way down the bottom of the line,
right.
And then you get old and you get tired and you can't squeeze into the jeans anymore.
Okay.
And but you still only know three chords, so there's only one.
And you just kind of slow down.
You go back to the Woody Guthrie, and that's three chords, and that's easy. You can figure that shit out, and then you're away.
Right on. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but that was kind of what I thought, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, you know.
It seems to be a natural transition for a lot of musicians.
Well, punk music is folk music. Hip hop's folk music.
Yeah.
You know, it's all folk music. You know.
Yeah,
it's like, and it's all people's music, and
cool.
That's kind of where it is. I mean, in the house I grew up, my mum she didn't like the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or any good music. Well, I mean, you know, that kind of like most people's parents of my generation liked. She, you know, she only listened to country music. It was only like Boxcar Willie and Slim Whitman and Johnny Cash. And so those were the first records that I ever really got to hear, you know. And my dad looked a little bit like Kris Kristofferson, and he was away at sea. He was a fisherman. He was away at sea all the time. And so I used to pretend that Kris Kristofferson was my dad because they kind of looked a bit alike.
Powerful.
He's quite a handsome man, isn't he, Kris Kristofferson?
He is. My dad was a handsome man.
I think
I got hit with the shit stick, man.
should we shift these microphones around and you can give us a little hoon on that beautiful Martin that you brought in?
Right? Alrighty.
I'll just put this blue one in place. Actually, I'll put the
same. What do you want to hear, fellas?
Play some chili.
Alright, this song's called Ear Jordans. I'll send it back to my friends in Christchurch. It's about how we all growed up. It also mentions the pastoral English folk singers Iron Maiden and the great American civil rights activist Eazy E from the band NWA. Getting pissed and running free, Iron Maiden and Eazy E. Stolen 10 speeds, BMX free, and we run, run, run. You got the Adidas toe shoes, stole those Air Jordans, and together we run, run, run. We run, run, run. Jay joined the black pal, but you joined the white pal. To me, you were both brothers. He stood in his lounge and he called him out. Now you say, how the hell am I still living? You say, you should have killed me, buddy. You let me go. Sometimes friendship just goes a little slow. Now we put that back in the day, and all is forgiven. It's hard to see those colors when you're standing with them. But I remember getting pissed and running free, and I'd made an end easy. Stolen 10 speeds, BMX free, and we run, run, run. Got the Adidas Toshis, stole those Z Jordans, and together we run, run, run. We run, run, run. And he got two girls and a partner, backyard around the fire, laughed. Take it easy, smoke a little weed. Well, it's not a bad life for a bad seed. Pride now and your friends in your three Fords. Tell me, brother, ain't that just what living's for? Ain't getting pissed and running free, and I made it ain't easy. Stolen 10 speeds, BMX free, and we run, run, run. You got the Adidas Toshis, stole those Air Jordans. And together we run, run, run. We run, run, run. Mother died 2 weeks ago, but your boy said she helped you grow, and I bet she would have been so proud. I sing her praises everywhere I go, I sing yours till you know. Well, I sing mine and I sing him loud. Well, I escaped the factory and the prison cell, but never escaped the bars. Keep the windows low and give them hell. Keep on driving past the parking cars. But I remember getting pissed and running free. I'd made it ain't easy. Stolen 10 speeds, BMX free, and we run, run, run. You got the Adidas Toshis, stole those Air Jordans, and together we run, run.
Thank you, friends. What a tune. I love those lyrics. That's so good. Fantastic. What was that called?
Air Jordans.
Mint. What a mint track. What heritage is that in on the Adam McGrath?
I've been on this album release tour since September, but I didn't make the album.
Shit.
And because I have no ambition, Big Hungry.
Okay, I can appreciate that.
I'm devoid of it. I could use a little bit. That's from the new album, which isn't made, nor is it out, nor anything.
Well, we'll probably nick that and put it in our system, by the way. That sounded so good.
Well, I'm grateful to you. Thank you.
So the reason you're in Auckland,
sure,
is you're playing a show
tomorrow night,
which is
Tuning Fork.
People can still get tickets.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, no doubt. I have no doubt that there will be hundreds of tickets left to buy
Saturday night at the Tuning Fork.
Are you playing with anyone else?
Yeah, I'm playing with this wonderful woman, songwriter from Australia called Claire Ann Taylor. She's opening, but and also opening is the poet Hadassah Grace. She just put a book out called How to Take Off Your Clothes on Tourette's new publishing company, Dead Bird Books, and she just put this book out, and so she'll do some poetry for a little bit, then Claire and Taylor will play, and then I'll play, and I'll have a small little combo playing with me.
Like a bass and a
yeah, bass snare. Guitar and mandolin and pedal steel and yeah.
That kind of sounds like a nice intimate evening.
We're gonna crank the intimacy. Yeah, I'm gonna get straight in everyone's eyes. Yeah, yeah.
You've got a wonderful acoustic guitar.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about how you came by ownership of it. Well, where did it come from? What's the story behind this guitar?
I play two kinds of guitars. I have a Medill guitar, which is made for me by this great luthier called Peter Medill, who's from Dunedin, now lives in Levin, originally from Auckland, made a lot of great guitars in the 70s in Auckland. If you're into acoustic guitars, Medill's the man, you know. Wow. So, but my ex-wife, who happens to be Hadassah Grace, who's opening the show.
Sure. So good terms then.
Yeah. No, we're cool, man. We're cool. So we had a house together, and we lived in it in down in Christchurch. And when we broke up, it was essentially her house, but, because we'd been together long enough and we were married, I could have got half of that house, if I really squeezed it out. Yeah. But, I was all, on the kind of, I need nothing, Rocks is my pillow, dirt is my bed, that
just
kind of,
open for me in the future.
That bullshit, yeah, totally, all that bullshit. And so I sold her my half of the house, my part of the house, for a dollar. Right, and then and she said, "Well, if I ever sell the house, I'll buy you a Martin guitar, because we used to play music together in America on the street, and it was always our dream to have a Martin guitar, you know." So she was like, "I'll get you," and I was like, "Yeah, whatever, sure." And then about 6-7 years later, she sold the house. She rung me up. She goes, "I put the money in your account. Go get a Martin." So I went and got that Martin, and it kept me company for a long time. And last year, I was in a really bad car accident on the road in Australia. I'd been on tour for a long time and I was a bit sleepy and I fell asleep at the wheel at 11 o'clock in the morning, bad buzz.
Wow.
And I totaled the car and the guitar got smashed in the accident. And the nice people from Martin felt sorry for me. So they said I could borrow one and then they hooked me up. So I was pretty lucky. And so Martin, they've been real cool to me and they make nice guitars, even though I can't play them as good as they deserve. And Peter Medill makes great guitars too, if you're into this guitar nerdism.
This Medill.
He's the man. Like if you go to Auckland Folk Fest or any folk festival.
Right. The true school is having Medill.
It may as well be called the Peter Medill Guitar Festival.
That's
so rare that
he's done that, though.
Yeah, totally.
And you've got a nice, you obviously plug this in from time to time. You've got a nice sort of
This guitar is designed for me to punch real hard when I'm playing with the band.
It's rich as hell.
Yeah, when I'm with the band and that's what I try and do. But I'm no expert on nothing. As long as it works, I'm happy. And if it doesn't work, as long as I can pretend that it works, and I'm good.
Yeah.
Would you be open to playing us one more?
Sure. Okay. Sure. Maybe I'll do this one. The late great Dr. John died today. And that makes me really sad because I'm a big fan. So I'll play this old Dr. John song.
Knock there.
as can be. He had him 104 dozen Rudies, and he was wobbling all over the street, singing 6 months, and ain't no sentence. Good night, Mac.
R.I.P. to the New Orleans OG, I guess. Mm-hmm. Brilliant, brilliant. Man, that was so... We got some nice texts coming in, by the way.
Adam, thank you very much. Sound tip top.
Tip top.
See you tomorrow.
Oh, from Andy. Thank you,
also, you're so brilliant. The voice, the reference of your music, the depth, the soul, the honesty.
We're in the room and it feels really
good. My friend, he texted that in. I told him that. I wrote that this afternoon. Yeah, I said, just can you text that in?
Actually, he spelt it perfectly.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
Fuck, this guy sounds so good. Kia kaha.
Oh, cheers, bro.
Right on.
So tomorrow night you can go and see this in real life. We've been treated to seeing it up close and personal in the studio in a venue with an amazing PA. And a wonderful space for you to enjoy live music. This is no doubt going to be fantastic.
And you can lap steel, I think. You
well. Lap
pedal steel.
Head along, Tuning Fork tomorrow night. Couple of opening acts.
Hadassah Grace, poet, Claire Ann Taylor, probably the greatest voice I've ever heard of anyone ever.
Shit.
Okay. And I'm not even bullshitting.
Okay.
Like, and there's no hyperbole. First time I heard her sing, I was like, whoa.
Wow. Okay. Sounds mint.
Right. She's a bush rat from Tasmania. She's a wild child. She's cool.
Far out. Sounds
wicked. Dope. Wicked.
Yeah. What time does it all kick off?
I think the doors are at 7:30 and right. Come in and get a beer. More beers you drink, the more tips that the bar staff get, and they're all good people, so we need to look after them. And we're going to make room for you, and it'll be real good.
Awesome.
Thanks so much for coming in, Adam.
Thank you.
Absolutely fantastic, bro.
Thanks, fellas.